Before and after December 7th, 1941, Pearl Harbor, Hawaii has beckoned visitors to an island paradise in the Pacific. But for 2 hours that morning, it was the site of a sneak attack that changed the course of world events. From that moment on, the name Pearl Harbor would be linked forever with those events and an unforgettable day that will live in infamy. Well before that fateful morning, political tensions had been mounting between the Japanese Empire and the United States. Japan was already engaged in a fierce war with China and had signed an alliance with Germany in 1940. Though technically avowing neutrality, the U.S. was actively aiding England and other European countries that were at war with Germany, while putting an embargo on supplies such as oil to all of Germany's allies, including Japan. By mid-1941, the Japanese government had decided that war with the United States was inevitable. Even while peace negotiations continued, plans were being made to launch a preemptive airstrike against the U.S. naval base at Pearl Harbor, home base of the Pacific Fleet. Sunday, December 7th, dawned across the rest of America much like any other day.
Our reserves are limited.
The nation's radios were tuned to NBC's religious program, National Vespers, or the New York Philharmonic over CBS, or the football playoff between the New York Giants and Brooklyn Dodgers on the Mutual Network. Then came the news that would shock and unite this nation like no other event in our history.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Stay tuned to WOR for further developments.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
Here's the bulletin. Washington, the president decided today after Japan's attack on Pearl Harbor and Manila to call an extraordinary meeting of the cabinet for 8:30 p.m. tonight and to have congressional leaders of both parties join the conference at 9 p.m. And now we take you to Honolulu.
We have witnessed this morning
the attack on Pearl Harbor left 2,335 Americans dead, over half of whom perished when a bomb dropped from a Japanese fighter plane detonated the ammunition supplies on the battleship USS Arizona. There were more than 1,000 wounded, and dozens of U.S. ships were destroyed or seriously damaged. But if Japan had hoped to obliterate U.S. opposition by its attack, the results were just the opposite. Shocked and angered, the country united behind President Roosevelt's decision to declare war on Japan.
No matter how long it may take us to overcome this premeditated invasion, the American people in their righteous might will win through to absolute victory.
The day that will live in infamy became only the first of many, as the United States entered the most devastating global conflict in modern history.